Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is our second episode in English, and we are extremely excited for our special guest, Brian Bice. He's someone that has changed our way of understanding life and death. His books have transformed the way we view things, the way we understand the signals of the universe, our inner peace, the connection to loved ones that are here and that already passed away, and much more. We hope you enjoy this as much as we did.
From the beginning.
Se regalan dudas, nace de la infinita necesidad de cuestionarnos todo.
Todo
lo que está a nuestro alrededor. ¿Por qué creemos lo que creemos?
¿Qué alternativas hay?
¿De dónde venimos y hacia dónde vamos?
¿Cómo tomar decisiones más informadas?
Coexistir para vivir más intensamente sin dejar de crecer.
Hemos tenido tantas dudas durante tanto tiempo que te las queremos regalar.
Soy Leti Sahagún.
Y yo, Ashley Frangé.
Y en este espacio invitamos a
expertos, amigos, profesores, gente que queremos y que admiramos, que sabe y no sabe tanto
de todo eso que tendríamos que estar hablando.
Hello and welcome to everyone. We're very excited to be here. For those of you who might not know who these two women are, my name is Leti Sahagún.
And I'm Ashley Frangé.
And together we have a podcast called Se Regalan Dudas. It's the podcast that is most listened in Latin America. And we were very honored when we received this invitation. For me and Ashley, books and reading has been a way to connect and expand our horizons and our way of understanding and living life in general. And I believe one of the books that blew our minds was Brian Bice, Many Lives, Many Masters, because it was the first time that we ever heard about a different idea that resonated more with us about many, many different subjects. We were born and raised in a Mexican country that has a lot of Catholic roots, and so we heard the same idea over and over of what happens with love, with life, with death, with our loved ones. And for some reason, we never really connected to that. But it wasn't until we finally read this first book that we felt for the first time that we could connect. And there was even some ideas I wrote down here, but about life, death, timing, relationships, unconditional love, being human, soulmates, imperfection, judgment, letting go. There were so many powerful ideas. And the first time that we read them, we both talked to each other and we were like, there is a before and an after in our lives, thanks to this work and this book.
Yeah. And I first want to thank Penguin Random House, which is our editorial house, for allowing us to have the honor of interviewing Brian. Like Letty said, it was like a before and after. I don't know if it's happened to you guys that one time you read something and you're like, ah, this is what I'm gonna, this makes so much more sense to me than what I was told for so many years. So my mom gave me his first book, and when I read it, it was like kind of like my world broadened a little bit, and it broadened to trying to see beyond what we normally see and what we normally touch and what we normally hear. So for me, it was this expansion of my mind and my consciousness to understand. And I do believe it was the first book that I read that was not a novel, because I read novels my entire life only. And so when my mom gave me this book, it was like, I was always like, nah, I keep reading novels. It's how I look. I don't watch TV, so I read to entertain myself. And when I read this book, it was mind-blowing, honestly. So when they told us that we were going to interview him, me and Letty were like screaming and extremely happy and honored more than anything to be able to talk to him about these subjects, especially in a time where we need to see beyond the actual circumstances. So I am very excited.
So we're going to welcome an American doctor and psychiatrist and a best-selling author, Brian Weiss. Welcome to this webinar. We're very excited to have you here and to talk to you about several questions that we have in mind at the moment.
Thank you so much, Letty and Ashley. It's my great pleasure to be with you today. Looking forward to this talk.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. So we can begin, Ash. You have the first question.
My first question to you, Brian, after telling you it's an honor to meet you and talk to you, I think your book allowed me to see beyond what I was instructed to see at the beginning of my life. And it allowed me to be more aware of these parallel universes that are going on as our lives are going on. I think it allowed me to see before and after. I think I always thought about this one life we have, and it expanded to me this consciousness, like I talked about. How can we be more aware of this lives and looking beyond what we are taught and used to through meditation and through learning about your work?
Well, for me, I was very oblivious also, Ashley, and I had been through medical school and psychiatry training, not really believing in the topics that I wrote about. And then I had a patient come into my office, Catherine, the woman in Many Lives, Many Masters, which is Muchas Vidas, Muchos Sabios in Spanish. And my whole world changed when she started under hypnosis to remember past lives. And then I realized that people were having experiences, but they didn't know how to label them or where to put them. For example, they might have visited a place they'd never been before, but had feelings of deja vu, you know, that familiarity feeling as if you've met a person before or been a place before. And then some of them like knew their way around. And then I found they were having dreams of ancient times or old times. And the dreams turned out to be accurate. They knew facts or details that they did not know consciously. And through Catherine and my patients, I realized that we do have memories of other lifetimes and of spiritual states. But in our everyday consciousness, it gets blocked out. We get too busy with thinking and business and details and living everyday life. So that when we quiet the mind through meditation or contemplation or introspection or in any other way, and you go within, you start to become aware of these things. Sometimes people have been aware of coincidences or synchronicities, and they dismiss it, but they're not really coincidences or accidents. And so I spent the last 40 years researching these areas so that I could write about it and help people to understand that death and dying is not what it seems. We never die because we're really souls, not just physical bodies. And we go on and we meet our loved ones again. And we come back again to work out our issues or problems or karma, but we don't die at physical death because we're the soul, not the body. And that's a very quick and brief summary of my work.
Wow. I feel like now we're living in very uncertain times. It feels very chaotic outside. To know what's happening, to watch the news, whether we like it or not, we're living this life and this world and these circumstances. So how can we find this calm and this peace within ourselves when everything outside seems to be falling apart?
Well, there's a way, even without getting into past lives or vidas pasadas, there's a way to go within, to quiet the mind. And that helps a great deal with stress. In a few minutes, I'll be doing a little exercise to show people more directly how to do that. But it's not that difficult. We know about it for thousands of years. And there have been these techniques like yoga and meditation and breathing exercises, muscle relaxation. Certainly also cultures have used drugs or chemicals or alcohol or other ways too, but you can do it without those outside agents. You can do it naturally. But I think that when you quiet your mind and you start to feel more peaceful inside, this is very healthy for you because it helps the immune system. So it's important now with COVID-19 and everything going on, I think, to reduce stress. Stress can be a killer. Mm-hmm. Stress can impair the immune system. Stress causes all kinds of physical and emotional problems. So to de-stress, to relax, that's so important. And that's the first step into remembering past lives or spiritual states, because the only thing hypnosis is really is relaxed, focused concentration. It's not weird. It's not mysterious. You just go into a deeper level of concentration. And we do that every day. You both described about reading and reading books. So when you read a book and then you're not hearing traffic noises outside, you're not hearing outside stimuli, that's hypnosis. Focusing the concentration. You're so much into the book that you're not disturbed by the usual distractions. And it's as safe as that. And that's the pathway, the avenue to deep relaxation.
Wow, I love it. How in my daily life can I be aware of these messages that are constantly coming to me? And like you said, it normally gets put on the back burner because we're so distracted with life.
Well, I think, Ashley, that skeptical is the word. It's when people use too much, not only of their left brain, but they maybe reject something that they don't know much about. So I found that a lot after Many Lives, Many Masters was published. I ran into skeptics, and mostly they were uninformed. They hadn't read my book or other books or explored or done the research. But the key to me is having an open mind. That is not rejecting something that you don't know about, that you've never studied or learned about. When you have a closed mind, you can't learn anything new because you're immediately rejecting it. So if you have an open mind, then you can learn new things. And one of the ways that we get communications from the other side is through signs. And if you're skeptical, you reject everything. You know, like you can have a dream and your grandmother came to you and spoke to you and gave you advice. And you say, that's just a dream. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's more than a dream. Maybe it's your grandmother coming to you, because in the dream state during sleep, our walls are diminished. Our barriers are diminished. So we can receive more messages, more information. And sometimes dreams are actually these messages or memories and not just Freudian distortions or metaphors. Or something else happens, coincidences. And they're really not necessarily coincidences. So keeping an open mind, saying, could it be more something that I don't know about? And then you study, you learn, you read, and you connect. I remember once debating the astronomer Carl Sagan. Was a very famous astronomer. He did the movie and books, Cosmos with Jodie Foster. And he was a skeptic. So I was debating him on a television show. This was a long time ago. And I realized he was talking about past lives, but he didn't really understand what that was. He's an astronomer and a physicist. And I asked him, why are you telling me about past lives? How are your patients doing? He said, well, I'm an astronomer. I don't have any patients. And I said, well, Carl, that's why you shouldn't be talking about things you don't know about, because skeptic in the Greek sense of the word means someone who offers alternative opinions or possibilities, not someone who just put something down because they don't know about it, or reject something because they don't know anything about it. It's they offer other possibilities. Could it be this? Could it be that? And then we got into a very good conversation because he knew that. So it's important to keep an open mind, to pay attention to signs. And let's say you travel in a city, you've never been there before, say Rome, and you know your way around where the ancient church was, but there's no church there because it burned down in the 19th century, but you knew where the secret room was in the church because you lived in Rome in the 19th century, then you're paying attention to the signs and you're not just rejecting it as, oh, maybe I saw a movie when I was 14 years old. No, these are the stirrings of past life memories. And when you remember past lives, your fears start to diminish, your stress and anxiety starts to diminish because you realize if I was alive then and I'm alive now, then I never really died. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm back. You're back. And so what does that mean about immortality and meeting loved ones again? I call them soulmates, you know, almas gemelas, soulmates. When you meet loved ones again, maybe you were with them in past lives. And then there's a sense of familiarity. Maybe you feel something that it's too soon to be feeling that, but you feel it. Why? Well, that's the soulmate connection. So what I would say is keep an open mind. Pay attention to signs.
Thank you. I love it. And I love that you're talking about soulmates. I feel that this is one of the most powerful ideas. I even read the book, The One True Love.
Lazos de Amor.
Lazos de Amor. And I can you explain to the people that are connecting at this moment, what do you mean when you say soulmates? And the idea that blew my mind is that it's not necessarily your partner. Or that right. might be your partner at this moment, but it might have been a different connection in a different life.
Exactly. I think the concept of soulmates, we have more than one. It's we've been together with them before, often in past lives. And yes, it's gotten a romantic implication over the years. And of course, that can happen. You meet a soulmate and it can be romantic, but it can be a parent, a grandparent, a child, a best friend. You get that sense of familiarity. It can be a brief meeting. It doesn't have to be forever in the lifetime. It can be, for example, a high school teacher, and you mm-hmm. met them maybe for 6 months or a year, and they changed your life. But that's a soulmate connection. So it's not just limited. I think we have mm-hmm. families of souls. And it's very important to know that you never lose them. Love never ends. Love is an absolute energy. It never stops. Our bodies change. Yeah, yes, your grandmother may reincarnate as your daughter or granddaughter, and she'll look different, but you recognize her. The soul is the same, and that's a soulmate connection. So sometimes it's romantic, and many times not romantic, but I prefer families of souls rather than just one.
Yeah.
More than one.
I love that. And before we go on to your meditation, I wanted to ask you to understand better and how to use this tool. How can I access other, because a lot of us won't be able to have a regression with you or with anyone, right? We'll probably only have access to your books. I'm not going to say me because I want to have one with you. So I'll put it out there. but most of the people.
But we've read all the books.
But most of the people will read your work and feel like they don't have access to this regression therapist or this regression sessions that you do. How can I guide myself through meditation?
Sure. I think in response to that, years ago, maybe 15 to 20 years ago, I had a series of small books with CDs in them. I don't know if people still use CDs because I'm very, or something like that. And Penguin Random House publishes them in Spanish. They exist in English too, through Hay House, but in Spanish, Penguin Random House. So you can buy a little book. It's not that expensive, like Mirrors of Time. or Espejos del Tiempo or something like that. And in it is a download. So you can then listen to it and it will put you into the altered state, the hypnotic state. It's very safe and you can have an experience. Now, I'm not talking to you and guiding you that way, but you can listen to it and have an experience through listening to the downloads. And there's one for stress reduction and one for meditation also. But Espejos del Tiempo or Del Tiempo, lo siento mi en español.
I love it.
Gracias. But you can have an experience that way too. Because so many people want it, but there's so few therapists that actually do this work. But that's one way, Ashley.
Yeah, and that's one of the questions we had also here in the chat of the people that are connecting, if they could do this regression by themselves or if they could connect to past lives without the guidance of someone.
Yes, it's very safe. Very safe, mm-hmm. Betty. You don't go into the past life. You remember it. So mm-hmm. people ask me, can I get stuck in the past life? Like England in the 12th century. And I say, no, it's mm-hmm. like a memory. If you remember going to your kindergarten class, you don't go back to kindergarten and get stuck there.
No.
It's a memory. So it's very safe. You can open your eyes at any time. You're not going to bring up anything that's too anxiety-inducing. It won't happen. And that CD, that download's been there since 2003. So I have 17 years of experience with people using it with no problems.
Okay. Do you think this is one of the reasons why we say so much when we go into meditation to connect to your inner wisdom or to connect also to your intuition? Can it be that in this past lives we can also remember? Because I love how in your books you specifically say about each of this people that went through regressions, how they remember specific details about their past lives. But in a broad manner, could we say that maybe our inner wisdom or our intuition is connected to those past lives?
Yes, I think it's the same soul. It's you. So you can bring back talents and abilities from past lives too. And intuition, once you open up to it and you practice, can be learned. That's why, how does someone become a musical prodigy at age 5 or 6? They're carrying over past life skills. Some of many people I met have been, when I say witches, I don't mean in a bad sense, but mm-hmm. like they were burned at the stake or drowned in England in the 1600s. But they were working on their intuition and working with herbs and things like that. And now they're back again, but they're maybe afraid to open up their intuition because they were harmed for it in a past life. They won't be harmed now. So yes, you tap into your spiritual wisdom. To me now, it's not just about the past lives. That's important. It's interesting. It can clear up symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
For example, physical symptoms and emotional symptoms. If you were thrown off a castle wall in the 14th century, and now you have a fear of heights or a phobia, remembering that past life will cure the phobia.
Yeah, you explained that in some of the books, no? Even some physical traumas or some place that might hurt in your body, and yes. then how it comes from a different life.
Sí, siempre. Like I had a patient, a radiologist, who was lanced in the back in the Middle Ages battle, maybe 700 years ago. And he had severe back pain in this life that was resistant to medical treatments, but when he remembered that ancient battle, his back pain disappeared. And so past life memory can have curative effects too. But it's not just the physical and emotional healing. It's also healing from grief and fear, because when you know that you lived before and you'll live again, and all of your loved ones, you lose a little bit the fear of death and dying. And I think in these times, which are so troubled, that's a good thing to know, and you're always going to be reunited.
Mm-hmm.
You're never truly separated from loved ones, and they're still around you, even if they're not in their physical bodies. So all of that is real.
I have one question before we start your meditation. What about the future? I see a lot of questions on the channel saying that we can access the memory of past lives, but you also talk in some of your books about the future. So I would like you to go on it a little bit. I feel at this moment, we're all a little bit more trying to focus a little bit more on the future and the uncertainty of what is coming next. How is this going to change my life? And we're all, at least me, trying to access my inner wisdom to not worry about the future and just try to stay present. But I would like you to talk also about the future.
Yes, and my daughter Amy wrote a beautiful little book called Crescendo. It has a lot about seeing the future and parallel dimensions in it. Penguin Random House publishes that also. And I wrote about it a little bit in what, some of my books too, because you can see the future. Physicists know this, many physicists. Time is not what we think. It's measured in lessons learned, but not in minutes or months or years. And some people do. They have precognitive events or dreams. So you don't have to be a professional psychic to see the future. We all have little glimpses. And I've had some myself. My daughter, the reason I was remembering her in her book is because she wants me to say, when is this going to end, Dad? When is the pandemic ending? When is the vaccine going to be there?
I feel her. I feel her.
Tell me. I've been like distracted from it. I haven't seen the end of it. I know that it will, but she wants to know exactly when. So I've had that experience myself when I'm not expecting it. It's just kind of a clear vision. It's called clairvoyance, and people can look into the future. It is possible. But it's not easy to do that. And I can't do it like unbidden. It just happens to me when I'm not really expecting it. But I'll let you know.
Let me know. I'll email me, please. I would appreciate your answer on that one.
Yeah, it's going to end next December. Right.
Perfect. I'll arrange everything to your command and I'll be calmer.
Thank you.
So, Brian, we would love to do a meditation with you and everyone that is connected. So,
for sure. I'm going to do this little 10 or 15 minute visualization. It's really stress reduction. So
perfect.
People do not have to worry about past lives or is it dangerous? We're not going back in time.
I find it so funny that some people are scared of it, and I'm so curious.
I know.
I would love to. Okay, perfect.
It's normal to be scared, but this is not that. We're not going to do it on live in vivo because some people will be afraid. So this is just for stress reduction. And doing it live like this, I want people to know that it's very safe. So I'm going to, and it's again in that little, my little book of eliminating stress. At Penguin Random House 2 has, and there's a download that way. So if people just follow along, it's just 10 minutes or so, very safe, and it'll be just clues how to relax and reduce stress. So this technique is done best with the eyes gently closed. So finding a place of comfort where you are and just comfortable in the chair or couch or cushions or a bed, wherever a person may be, with your eyes gently closed. Focus on your breathing for a few moments. Your breathing is a key to going within. And it's ancient techniques in yoga and other techniques of deep relaxation. And use your imagination today. Imagine that you can actually breathe out. You can exhale the tensions and stresses in your body. And you can breathe in the beautiful energy that's all around you. So you're breathing out stress, breathing out tension, breathing in beautiful, relaxing energy. And as you do this, as you breathe so peacefully, relax all of your muscles. And I'll run through some muscle groups, just bring your attention to this part of your body and feel these muscles relaxing. Let's start with the muscles of the face and jaw and just let these muscles completely relax. muscles of your face and jaw. A lot of people who have trouble with grinding their teeth, or TMJ, temporomandibular joint problems, they have too much tension in their facial muscles and jaw. Just let these muscles completely relax. And next, relax completely the muscles of your neck. So soft, so relaxing, especially the back of your neck. People who have tension headaches often carry too much stress and tension in their neck muscles. So just let your neck completely relax. And next, relax the muscles of your shoulders. Your shoulders feeling so soft and light. Sometimes people who carry too much responsibility in their lives, who seem to carry the weight of the world on their shoulders, they have soreness in their shoulders from carrying so much responsibility. Take off that weight. Just let your shoulders relax, your arms completely relaxing. And next, completely relax the muscles of your back, both your upper back and your lower back, letting go, completely relaxing the muscles of your back. Many people who carry too much tension in these large muscles of the back have back pain and other problems in this area of their body. So just let your back muscles completely relax. And next, the muscles of your stomach and abdomen, relaxing completely so that your breathing stays so peaceful, soft, gentle, breathing out stress, breathing in beautiful energy. And finally, relaxing the muscles of your legs, letting your whole body just sink deeper and deeper into a beautiful state of peace and calm and relaxation. And this state of peace is so healthy for you. It's healthy for your body, healthy for your mind, to let go of stress and tension, to feel peace, to feel peace. Let yourself go even deeper. It's very safe. And next, imagine a beautiful light above your head. This is a powerful spiritual light connected to the light above and around you. It is a healing light, healing because it gets rid of tension, illness, disease, and discomfort everywhere in your body. And it is a deepening light because it will bring you to a deeper and deeper level of peace and relaxation. Let this beautiful light come into your body now through the top of your head, illuminating your brain and spinal cord, and flowing down your body from above to below like a beautiful wave of light, touching every cell and fiber and tissue and organ, bringing peace and healing, getting rid of illness and disease and discomfort. The light fills your lungs and heals your lungs. It fills your heart, your beautiful heart, healing your heart at all levels, physical, emotional, and spiritual. The light flows into the stomach and abdomen and heals all of the abdominal organs, getting rid of any illness, disease, discomfort, restoring to perfect health. Let the light be very strong, very powerful, wherever you need it for healing. And let the rest of the light flow down both legs until it reaches all the way to your feet, and your entire body is filled with its beautiful, soft, healing energy. Let yourself go even deeper relaxed, able to focus on my voice, letting any other noises or distractions only deepen your level even more as they fade away. Imagine now that the light also completely surrounds the outside of your body as well, as if you were wrapped in a beautiful bubble or cocoon or halo of light, and this protects you completely and heals your skin and deepens your level even more. In a few moments, when I count down from 10 to 1, let yourself go so deeply relaxed that all stress is removed from your body, from your mind, so deeply relaxed that healing is accelerated, that negative emotions leave you, no anger, no fear, no tension, no anxiety, no sadness, just peace and love. 10, 9, 8, going deeper and deeper with each number down, 7, 6, 5, deeper and deeper relaxed. This is so healthy for you to relax deeply, to let go of stress and tension. 4, 3, a deep, deep level of inner peace and calm. 2, 1. Good. In this beautiful state of deep peace and serenity, letting go of all fears, anxiety, sadness, stress, tension, anger, guilt, all negative emotions, what you are left with is just peace and love and joy. Sometimes it helps to remember a beautiful place, a place that brought you peace. It may be a place from your childhood, maybe a place from later in life, where you just found deep relaxation. It can be in your home. It can be when you're on vacation, visiting a beautiful island, a resort, or in the mountains, anywhere, a place of peace. And just visualize that for a few moments. A place you visited or you have can be a garden. And if you don't have a place, you can visualize it. Visualize a beautiful garden. And focus yourself there. Put yourself there and feel those feelings once again. Those feelings of deep peace, calm, tranquility. This is very healthy for you, healthy for your body, for your mind, healthy for your immune system. We know that stress reduces the functions of the immune system. So getting rid of stress helps your immune system. It helps your stomach lining. You're no longer secreting acids and other chemicals. It helps your adrenals. It helps your blood pressure. It helps your body, your mind, in so many ways. Whenever you need calm, go to this place of peace. You know how to go now. Put yourself into the relaxed state, closing your eyes, breathing softly, deeply, exhaling tension and stress, breathing in beautiful energy, relaxing all of your muscles as you just did, bringing the light into and around your body, and going to a place of peace. And just stay there for a little while. It does not have to be too long, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, even 5 minutes is beneficial. And as you're there, visualize peacefulness and calm. You can make little scenes if that helps you. One that I've used is being in a beautiful beach on an island surrounded by healing waters. Healing because beautiful, large, powerful crystals are embedded in the floor of the sea. And you just walk into the water and you feel the healing energy of the water. And you can visualize or imagine that some very loving and tame dolphins, delfines, come to swim with you. And these are masters of diagnosis and healing. For me, I remember it being in Colombia, near Cartagena, and swimming with dolphins. And it was a beautiful experience. And you play with the dolphins and swim with the dolphins, and the water is so buoyant and healing, and it just heals all illness, all stress, all tension in your body. And you feel peace. And you can come back as often as you want, as often as you need, whenever you need to heal, to relax, to let go of stress and tension, And we all need to these days. You can do this every day, every week, as often as you wish. But for now, it is time to return. And so if you're in the water swimming with dolphins, begin wading out of the water, visualizing, feeling yourself back on the beach, the soft, warm sunlight. Beautiful feeling of peacefulness. And now coming back to your body, wherever your body is, in your room, in your chair, on your couch, where you've been listening to my voice, bringing you on this journey of healing and deep relaxation. And in a few moments, I'll bring you back to full waking consciousness by counting up from 1 to 10. And you'll be all the way back, awake and alert, in complete control of body and mind, feeling wonderful, so peaceful, so relaxed, so calm. But anytime you need to go within to find peace, now you know the way, and it will be easier, faster, deeper. You know that it's safe, and there's nothing to fear. You are a beautiful and immortal soul, and there is nothing ever to fear. As I count up now, gently, gradually awaken. 1, 2, 3, gently awakening. 4, 5, 6, more and more awake and alert, feeling wonderful. 7, 8, nearly awake now. 9, 10, good. You can open your eyes and you'll be all the way back, awake, alert, and complete control of body and mind, but feeling much more relaxed than you did before. And you can see how safe it is. It is, and that only took like 15 minutes, and just the difference of before and now. For some of the older people maybe listening who may have issues with blood pressure drops when you do this. Taking medicine or not, it's healthy, but it's healthy for everyone. We all have stress, so just taking 15 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, whatever you can find, it's helpful. By the way, it also helps with falling asleep. So people with insomnia, they can use the same.
I am ready to take a nap.
Yes. Well, in 20 minutes or 15 minutes,
you
can take your nap and it'll be wonderfully peaceful.
Wow, that was
Thank
beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Cool.
Yeah. Like we said, much needed peace, calm, and serenity in times that seem chaotic outside. But it's also a reminder of how, if you're calm inside, then that also reflects outside. So we have some questions by the people that are still here and also by the book club. Is it okay if we begin asking them?
Yes, and we should also awaken the people that fell asleep during that.
Guys, wake up. Despiértense. Buenos días. Buenos días.
No harm, no danger. It's just like a little nap. They'll wake up and say, what, I missed the last 20 minutes. But it's okay.
Well, Maria Jose here says, I just saw a vibrant deep blue in front of my eyes. Would really like to know if that is normal.
What did she see?
Let me read again.
Deep blue,
vibrant in front of my eyes.
Yes, seeing colors is normal. All colors are different. They're frequencies. Colors are white, blue, yellow, red, and they connect to the chakras of the body, to the energy centers. And blue has a special meaning, just like purple does, or silver, or gold, or yellow. But it's very healing and very peaceful. So she was getting a healing energy and a beautiful, peaceful energy. So I think that's very good that she had that experience.
Beautiful. Okay, so the first question, this was, I believe, from someone that is here. And it says, what is the biggest lesson that you've ever learned and who has been your biggest teacher?
That's an interesting. I have to say the biggest teacher was Catherine, who was my first patient who had past lives, because I didn't believe in these things. I was a chairman of a psychiatry department and professor of psychiatry at the University of Miami. And Catherine, the woman that I wrote about in Muchas Vidas,
Muchas Maestras.
Yes, she was the teacher for me. And through her, I met the masters, and my life was completely changed. And then I started teaching from others. And I've met some great teachers along the way, but I think she was the greatest, because without her, I'm not sure anything else would have developed. And what she taught me was that we're souls, not bodies, and that we're here to learn lessons of love. And then we graduate and move on. So that was my greatest lesson.
Beautiful.
We love that. Thank you. The next question is, what do you think is the meaning of life? Why are we here? And when do we stop coming?
So we're starting with the easy questions. That's okay.
No, there were actually hundreds of questions that we tried to choose the more powerful or the ones that were repeated. Yeah.
That's a good question. The entire meaning of life. But I think
he or she wants the entire meaning of life in one minute.
I'm going to do it in one word. Love. The meaning of life is to learn all about love and all of its different manifestations. And I mean unconditional love. That's who we are. That's the energy that we're condensed from. That's why, if you think of the earth as a school, a big school, and why do we come to classes, to this school, to learn about love, unconditional love? And this is God. This is our lessons. And we, I think, cannot learn all of this in one lifetime. We have more than one chance to get things right, to learn these lessons. So when do we stop coming? When we graduate, when we've learned all about love, when we can exist in the higher dimensions, higher planes, and we don't have to come back to this physical plane anymore. We can help our loved ones from the other side. But there are many dimensions in heaven. And this is just one of them. But in a physical dimension like Earth, here we have physical bodies. So this is a difficult school. Because we have physical bodies, we have pain, illness, death, loss, grief, difficult lessons here. But a great place to learn these lessons. But we are not our bodies, and we all will graduate eventually.
I love that. Another question here says, how can we unlearn everything that we've ever been taught? And I relate this to something I found in one of your books that says, you're not your body, you are not your brain, you are not your mind, you are your spirit. And now that we've come to study a lot since we started with your books and then we went on, I see this, but I also think that it's been difficult to detach from everything we've ever heard about life. It's like learning everything all over again. So what would you suggest to start unlearning everything that's been hurting our soul and to just start connecting to our own selves?
Yes, it's a gradual process, Letty, and you describe it well. I think we talked already about keeping an open mind. That means, you know, being open to new ideas and experiences. Then I wrote years ago that experience is stronger than belief. Because you may have been taught something when you were 4 years old or five, and it may not be correct. And how do you know that unless you open yourself up to having experiences? So sometimes when I have met a skeptic who say, well, I don't believe in past lives because I wasn't taught this when I was young. And I say, but you weren't taught many things when you were young that they may be true, they may not be true, but if you don't learn for yourself, have experiences, so let me do a regression, and then you will have your own experiences and you can know. For example, I've met many people, let's say Catholic, and they say, well, I can't believe in reincarnation because it's forbidden by the church. But when I started studying reincarnation in the great religions, I found that concepts of reincarnation were in Christianity originally and for several hundred years until they were taken out in the 5th century AD, Council of Constantinople, Council of Nicaea. So they were in for hundreds of years. And many great church leaders have believed in and written about reincarnation. Same thing in the Jewish religion. People say, well, it's not in my religion. I can't believe in it. But it's been in the religion for 1,800 years or longer. And same thing in Buddhism, in Hinduism. Most of the world does believe. So don't let intellectual concepts block you. Just trust your own intuition. Trust your own experiences. Keep an open mind. You don't have to rush it, but just read, relax, have experiences, and you're doing it exactly the correct way.
I love that. A lot of people ask about death and connecting and trying to say goodbye to the people that left and that you didn't get a chance. So my next question, it's a sum of a lot of questions about that, is like, can we connect with the people that died to say goodbye? And also, what happens when we die?
Yeah, well, I think when we die, and I've had more than 4,000 patients in my office since Catherine, but many hundreds of thousands more in groups, we float above our bodies. We realize, wait, I'm still alive. You float above, you detach from the body, pain disappears. You often are met by loved ones, transitional spirits, souls, grand reunions, and like a party. So I just saw a Spanish movie that's a cartoon movie that I liked very much, but I forget the name.
Coco?
Yes, Coco. Beautiful movie, and I really like that because a lot of the concepts are there. That's correct. And I think they're always around us. So if you didn't connect by visiting the hospital, you didn't get there in time, something like that, they're still around you. They're in a different dimension, but they're right here, right nearby. They're not in, to me, not in the cemetery. Their souls are not trapped in some one place, but they're with you. And you can communicate. You can talk to them. They may talk to you back in signs, like we talked about earlier. Signs can be messages, birds, finding a coin, different ways, dreams, many different ways, but they're there. So don't worry that you miss the opportunity. The opportunity is always there. They still love you. Love never ends. Love never stops. They're around you. Eventually, you'll be on the other side. I remember being on Oprah Winfrey one time years ago, and she said, we were talking about this. She said, oh, so the angels are just people that we know. We already know their names. And I said, yes, loved ones, sometimes our loved ones who have died, they're on the other side. They've become our guardian angels. And they're still with us. So love never ends, love never stops. And the opportunity is not lost. You can connect to them. You can talk to them at any time.
I love that.
And also it goes into your idea of how we travel in groups. So if you really connect to your loved ones, you will see them again and you have seen them before. And I love that because it gives you peace when you really lose someone that you really love. At least it gave me peace to know that.
Yes, it does. And I don't mean to minimize grief. It's very hard to lose a person physically. You miss their hugs, their presence, their embrace, things like that, of course. But they're still with you. Their souls are with you. And you'll be reunited again. So this is what my mission has been for the past 40 years, to teach people these concepts. I was finding it for myself. And I have to really thank the Spanish-speaking community, because when Many Lives, Many Masters was first published in Miami, came out in 1988, years after Catherine took me a while.
That year I was born.
I was only five, but I was a very precocious writer.
You were just born as well.
So 1988, and I thought I had to write it, but it was dangerous for my career reputation. I was teaching at Mount Sinai in Miami Beach, chairman of the psychiatry department. But the book came out in English. It immediately became a bestseller in the Latin community in Miami. And then it started going to South America. Then it was published in Spanish. And that was the beginning. It became a bestseller in Spanish before English. And so I'm very grateful for that. The open-mindedness was there. The concept of, even though very Catholic countries in many respects, it is a spiritual Catholicism, an open-minded Catholicism. And I found that incredibly reassuring and supportive. That's why many of my good friends and supporters in the Latin community in Miami, as I mentioned, Gloria, and there are others too, because they found the book in 1988 and supported me immediately before the English-speaking community. So it brings back good memories.
And I also think we're like, at least Mexicans are so surrounded by the idea of death all our lives. We talk about it. It's in our culture. It's in the things we eat. It's always present. And even though there's been Catholicism ruling our country for thousands of years, we still keep that from our past civilizations that live there. It's this idea that death and life are mingling all the time, every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I used to, not so much now, but do workshops and conferences all over Latin America. And I found extremely spiritual communities and reception, but some of the largest crowds I've ever had. I've been in Mexico several times doing these workshops in Monterrey, Mexico City, Guadalajara, and this Plaza Reforma, Mexico City, but it could be Buenos Aires. I don't know, because to me, the cities are similar. And I get confused about the geography. And I'm very grateful, as I said. And I want to include Brazil also, because that was also a very spiritual country. And Mexico, the reception has always been fabulous and great. And I am so happy for the support that I've received these 40 years from all over Latin America and Spain and Portugal. And I've even been in Islas de Canarias doing workshops, even in small, beautiful places. Yeah. You think I would have learned more Spanish, but I would love to come back.
And we will go to you.
Yes. I know. I would love to sometime. I'm going to wait until the vaccine.
Yes, for sure.
Because I'm a little worried about airports and airplanes.
You text me when the vaccine knowledge timing comes to you, and I will plan it for you.
Muchas gracias.
De nada.
Before we say goodbye, I just want to remind everyone that is here of how they can find your books in all the main bookstores around Latin America, which is where everyone is getting connected. I would like to hear from you if you suggest a particular order. In my personal case, and I know Ashley's too, we read them as they were coming to us. We didn't choose a particular order, but maybe you have a different suggestion for people that are starting or that maybe just read one or the second one and want to go on farther.
I would change the order a little bit from the order that they were published in. I'd still start with Many Lives, Many Masters.
Yes.
And I would put Only Love is Real, which is Lazos de Amor, second instead of third or fourth. And then Messages, or the last book, Miracles Happen, that I wrote with my daughter Amy, is a complex book, but a really important book. And her book, Crescendo, is good too. But then there are the three little books, the ones with the downloads in them. They come in any order, because that's more for having the personal experiences. So you can use that while reading the bigger books. But I think I would move Lazos into second after Many Lives, Many Masters.
Then I read it right. I didn't know that was it, but that's how I read them.
Same with me.
Trust in your intuition. That's what I've been saying, right?
I also want to say this in Spanish. They asked me to say it. Pueden comprar todos los libros de Brian en cualquier librería, su librería favorita, y también en línea. Esta entrevista se va a postear en megustaleer.com para que todos puedan visitarlo, y va a estar abierto a todo mundo para que lo puedan compartir y demás. Everyone, this interview will be posted in megustaleer.com in the next few days, I think. So you can access it and share it with everyone, and you can buy his books where in whatever favorite bookstore you would like.
Thank you so much, Brian, for your time, for your knowledge, for your work, and for opening possibilities that we didn't know existed for everyone here, I'm sure. We couldn't read all the questions. We want to thank the people that got here and connected, but most of them said that I read it when I was 20, when I was 25, when I was 30, and it changed my life completely. So thank you. Thank you for that and for your time with us.
Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Hope to hug you at some point when we can finally have physical contact with people.
También.
Gracias. Gracias a todos los que se conectaron. We really appreciate it, and we are very happy to have this opportunity. Thank you to Penguin Random House for putting the three of us in this conversation. We really appreciate it. Gracias a Penguin Random House por invitarnos a hacer esto. Nos encantó, y gracias a toda la gente que se conectó. Thank you, Brian.
Chao.
Chao.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.